Jack McLam program again, and it's good to be back with you folks. Hope you had a good week. Hope you had a real good week, and it's good to be back with you again, folks. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA, up here in the Idaho Rocky Mountains. Right on top of them, by the way. I've got a beautiful view up here, down in the valley. Takes me 30 minutes to get here from Kamei. Kamei, Idaho, is down along the river, the Clearwater River. And good to be up here on my mountain. We're in Doves of the Valley. Doves of the Valley subdivision, right beside Almost Heaven. Okay, let's get into some things now that are important to talk about. America's crime fighters have lost their way, meaning police officers and sheriff's deputies. When I was growing up, Superman was the major crime fighter on TV and in the comic books. He fought for truth, justice, and the American way. He was a symbol of honesty and integrity. We could always count on Superman to be there to rescue the helpless and thwart the law-breaking criminal element. He was tireless in his fight, and he never ever did anything that would bring shame on his name. He was always there to help police when help was needed. Of course, he was a fictional character, but are the things Superman did, other than flying and his superhuman strength, impossible for our modern-day peacekeepers to do? I don't think so. Is honesty a thing of the past? Enticements and entrapments by law enforcement are wrong in any lawful society. Using misrepresentation, such as an officer posing as a prostitute or drug buyer, is a corruption, and such practices make law enforcement no better than the lawbreakers they pursue. Worse yet, liars in law enforcement destroy the trust of the citizens. Okay, folks, I hear the music. We'll be right back after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
What would you your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739, 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you. Going to go right back to this report. America's crime fighters have lost their way. Worse yet, liars in law enforcement destroy the trust of citizens. Police today are trained and paid to lie. Shouldn't they be the most honest of anyone? There should be no lying, not even to crooks. If law enforcement and the justice system can't get a conviction with truth, then a conviction is not justified. The tough job is no excuse. A tough job is no excuse. We've heard all the excuses from police as to why they must be liars and deceivers. Excuses are not good reasons. Every convict has an excuse as to why he should not be in prison. Law enforcement's job should be much simpler without any deception at all. Then there is the bad ass attitude situation. I'm sorry for that bad word there, folks. But that's what's in this report. When citizens see cops with bad attitudes, it elicits a bad reaction from the citizen. The response to an arrogant show of force will always be a violent reaction. Being an officer of the law is a tough and dangerous job. No debate on that. However, adherence to the oath to protect and serve will make the job easier, safer, and garner respect from citizens. Who are the bad guys? Well, one of the biggest epidemics sweeping the nation today is the inability of law enforcement to distinguish the good guys from the bad guys, from someone who just happens to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. Because of this inability, police officers themselves are fast becoming the bad guys. We read daily about police brutality, SWAT team mistakes, and wrongful deaths of law-abiding citizens all across the land. This must stop. How did things go so wrong? The reasons why local cops have strayed away from their local citizens is because federal agencies are brainwashing them and enticing them with goodies. The evidence is undeniable. These goodies come with strings attached, which often means cops handing over local jurisdiction to an outside agency, which they shouldn't do. And on top of that, who trains them and tells them how to operate? It is the feds, who don't know and don't care about the local citizen population. They are dangerous strangers. Calling all good cops, what kind of country has America become? We used to demand the same justice for all. A badge doesn't give police more power or authority. It requires more responsibility. It demands honor. There are many good cops, and they must start blowing the whistle on the bad cops. The analogy of one good bad apple spoiling the bunch is a truism. Police must be like Superman and fight crime even in their own ranks. We need more American heroes like Clark Kent. We citizens stand ready to fight crime side by side with police. We have never moved from that position. It is law enforcement who has strayed from the Constitution and the oath they took. Our cops must refocus on honesty and forthrightness, which is what they expect from us. Even if our police officers cannot be faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound, they can be what America needs today, and that's honesty and integrity. Okay, folks, that's it. I'm looking at a recruitment poster here for law enforcement, and the cops are all dressed in military attire and have military weapons with them. This is part of an advertisement to recruit law enforcement agents in the United States of America. What kind of mentality are they hiring? Certainly it is not to serve and protect peacekeeper that your grandpa knew. And you wonder why so many innocent citizens are being murdered by law enforcement across the country. The reason they cover their faces, and each of them have their face covered in this poster here, because they operate outside the constitutional authority and common decency. Does this inspire public trust? Law enforcement more and more seems to thrive on exerting power and force. They have been spoon-fed the power trip for so long and given military toys with which to play, how can we expect it not to go all wrong? In most cases, they are self-regulating, so now we have that to deal with. Since peacekeeping has been converted to law enforcement, and since law enforcement has been turned into revenue generation, we once again have a huge government head whose primary goal is to feed itself. When I lived on the Columbia River in Fruitland over 30 years ago, I used to be glad to see the sheriff pull up because it usually meant we were going to have a beer and do some target practice. Now when the cops pull up in my driveway, my sphincter muscle slams shut. Why is that? John Morgan Duty is the one that wrote that article. John Morgan Duty. Clouds of corruption hovers over Spokane for 100 years. When we moved to the Palouse, south of Spokane, one of the first things I heard was an organized crime family has controlled the city of Spokane for over 100 years. It seemed a little far-fetched. However, after being here for a while, I'm beginning to believe it. It doesn't take much digging to see that the Crowell's name is connected to pretty much everything going on around Spokane, and what better way to intimidate and exercise control than owning the daily newspaper in town and a TV station to boot. It's nearly election time in Spokane, and Mayor Mary Verner is seeking a second term, which no incumbent mayor has accomplished in four decades. This can mostly be attributed to Spokane's reputation for scandal. With that history, it should be no great surprise that Mayor Verner currently finds herself embroiled in a gigantic scandal of her own. This isn't Verner's first rodeo. During her first campaign for mayor, former Penn Oracle County Sheriff Tony Bemont asked Verner to look into the River Park Square garbage case. Forbes magazine refers to Crowell's RPS project as the $31 million parking garage bond hustle, which also involves an incident that took the life of Joe Helen Savage. There is a portion of Mary Verner's email response to Bemonte's question. I recognize the huge issue of morality, courage, and strength of character involved in taking on the RPS issue. I also know that if I make RPS a cornerstone of my campaign, the powers that be will ensure that I do not get elected, period. Can you guess who Verner was referring to as the powers that be? Earlier this year, Forbes magazine wrote this about Spokane. Longtime readers of Forbes know well our takeover about the business climate in Spokane. 2 years ago, we called Washington State's second largest city the scam capital of America.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Back on the Officer Jack McLam program. Going to go back to this report. 2 years ago, we called Washington State's second largest city, Spokane, the scam capital of America for its provision of fraud. Despite its relatively small size and remote location, it was not the first time or even the second time in a decade that we saw fit to write about those financially on the wrong side of the law there. Indeed, way back in 1988, we included the city on the big two-page map we published of scam hotspots. To us, it seemed like part of the culture going back more than a century. Sadly, it doesn't appear that much has changed. As the Spokane Spokesman Review newspaper itself, owned by a family no stranger to dubious deals and lies, that's what Crowley's family mentioned again. Could the following quote from former Spokane Mayor John Talbert explained it further. Let me flash back to my youth, and what I learned to live with was an adult thing in Spokane called the shadow government, the very real but elusive thing that affected everything about Spokane. During my journey, I found that the shadow government was everywhere. Are you beginning to get the picture? Question mark. Spokane is in dire need of a colonic cleansing to rid itself of the impacted, odious criminal element keeping that cloud of corruption hovering over the city. But first, how about depriving Mayor Verner of a second term, since she seems to be very fearful of the powers that be? Spokane Mayor Mary Sunshine Verner will leave no leaf unturned, no dollar unspent, in her never-ending quest to make Spokane a green and sustainable community. However, it was just announced that the city will no longer spend tax dollars to investigate property crime. So now you better protect your own stuff. Did the founders know about Spokane when they wrote the Second Amendment? The PR problem in Spokane caused by mayoral and police lies won't go away just because they wish it would. Someone must actually do something to regain public trust. That something must include honesty, independent investigation of death by cops cases, ending political wrongdoings and dishonesty, and finally, after 100 years, elimination of the powers that be, that it cast a cloud of corruption over Spokane region for 100 years. For further edification, go to the internet and look up Larry Shook, S-H-O-O-K, one word, www.larryshook.com. Okay, folks, that's it for now. Okay, let's switch to something else now, folks. Fusion centers. North Texas fusion centers it's as bad as you suspect, is the report here. Cato's David Ritgers rounds up cases of terrorist fusion centers erring on the side of labeling. Well, pretty much anyone a potential terrorist. They have listed everyone a potential terrorist in America. The North Texas Fusion Center labeled Muslim lobbyists as a potential threat. A Department of Homeland Insecurity analysis in Wisconsin thought both pro and anti-abortion activists were worrisome. A Pennsylvania Homeland Insecurity contractor watched environmental activists, Tea Party groups, and a Second Amendment rally. The Maryland State Police put anti-death penalty and anti-war activists in the federal terrorism database. A fusion center in Missouri thought all third-party voters and Ron Paul supporters were a threat, and a Department of Homeland Insecurity described half of the American political spectrum as right-wing extremist terrorists. We'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny? And that the banks know this and hope you don't find out. Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Freeze-dry guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering freeze-dry guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy four-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Back on the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you. Going to go back to Ron Paul supporters were a threat. And the Department of Homeland Insecurity described half of the American political spectrum as right-wing extremists and terrorists. The ACLU Fusion Center report and update lay out some good background on these issues, and the Spy Files report describes how monitoring lawful dissent has become routine for police departments around the nation. Lawful dissent, folks, that's holding our government agents accountable for violating their constitutional oath. I believe this is part where right-wingers justify including anti-war and environmental groups on these lists. The left-wingers justify including Tea Partiers, anti-abortion activists, and Second Amendment advocates as terrorists. Okay, a friend of mine from Austin has made the the rounds to many different states speaking on the issue of the fusion centers. He is not a big fan of them. If you ever want to talk to him sometime, just Google John Bush Austin. John Bush, B-U-S-H, Austin, A-U-S-T-I-N. Okay, folks, that's it for that report on fusion centers. Now, let's go to something else here. The murder of Muammar Gaddafi. Gaddafi. Vindication? Question mark. The comments below are from Bill Fisker, retired senior pilot with Pan Am. As usual, the American drones are always told lies by the control media, i.e., the prostitute. We are never told the truth. And as usual, most Americans are convinced that Gaddafi is still alive and was an evil tyrant who deserved to be murdered. Yet we got him, allegedly. Gaddafi's only crime was standing up for his country, Libya, and his people, which put him in total opposition to the globalist international banksters who seek to own the world and all its resources. Gaddafi was against that. See the comments below from Chris Boland, independent journalist and investigative reporter. Americans are also deluded by the mind lock imposed by the controlled media that they will never figure out what is going on until it's too late. Christopher Boland says Gaddafi would be an embarrassment to the New World Order folks were he allowed to testify in court. As is stated below, he's never knuckled under to these arrogant folks, and his death was his last defiance, if he is dead at all. He may well have been a despot and an arbitrary power figure, but he had a country beholden to no one other, and that is an unforgivable offense, I mean, just look at the most powerful nation in the world. The United States of America can't even pass gas without first obtaining the blessings of the City of London and the Baron Rothschild himself, who owns the world. The Baron chooses who runs a major office in our country and will resort to all kinds of subterfuge to keep it that way. We'd better act fast to correct this problem or it'll be too late. Gaddafi. Muammar Gaddafi, the former leader of Libya, was allegedly executed after being captured near his hometown in Sirte. Video footage shows the bloodied, allegedly Gaddafi, pleading for his life before asking the fighters who captured him, "Do you know what's right and or wrong?" Press reports indicate that he was targeted by French and U.S. aircraft and drones shortly before being captured. Why was Gaddafi allegedly summarily executed? Who wanted him dead before he could be put on trial? What does this say about NATO and the people who will take control of Libya? There is no electricity bill in Libya. Electricity is free for all its citizens. There is no interest on loans. Banks in Libya are state-owned, and loans given to all its citizens at 0% interest by law. Home considered a human right in Libya, Gaddafi vowed that his parents would not get a house until after everyone in Libya had a home. Gaddafi's father has died while he, his wife, and his mother are still living in a tent. All newlyweds in Libya receive 60,000 dinars. That's $50,000 by the government to buy their first apartment, so to help start up the family. Education and medical treatment are free in Libya. Before Gaddafi, only 25% of Libyans are literate. Today, the figure is 83% are literate. Should Libyans want to take up farming careers, they would receive farming land, a farming house, equipment, seeds, and livestock to start kick their farms, all for free. Number seven, if Libyans cannot find the education or medical facilities they need in Libya, the government funds them to go abroad for it. Not only free, but they get $2,300 accommodation and car allowance. Number eight, in Libya, if a Libyan buys a car, the government subsidizes 50% of the price. Number nine, the price of petrol in Libya is $14 per liter, or 14 cents per liter. Number 10, Libya has no external debt, and its reserves amount to $150 billion, now frozen globally. Great man-made river project in Libya, $27 billion. 11, if the Libyan is unable to get employment after graduation, the state would pay the average salary of the profession as if he or she was employed until employment is found. Number 12, a portion of Libyan oil sale is credited directly to the bank accounts of all Libyan citizens. Number 13, a mother who gives birth to a child receives $55,000 U.S. 14, 40 loaves of bread in Libya cost 15 cents. 15, 25% of Libyans have a university degree. 16, Gaddafi carried out the world's largest irrigation project known as the Great Man-Made River Project to make water readily available throughout the desert country. Which other dictator has done so much good for his people? Gaddafi refused to do the bidding of the Rothschild-centered global banking cartel in five areas. That's why he had to be killed, allegedly killed. A Gaddafi-centered African Union with a common currency here and there. A Gaddafi-run central bank of Libya here. A Gaddafi holding of 150 tons of gold here. A Gaddafi-run Libyan oil industry here. A Gaddafi-run blue gold water reserves here. Folks, it sounds like that the people in Libya had it pretty good, doesn't it, after reading all that to you. that next hour is open phone on the Officer Jack McGlam program. And let me give you that call-in number now, okay, before the music starts. The call-in number for Republic Broadcasting Network to get on the Officer Jack McGlam program next hour, which is open phones all hour long, is 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443 is the number to call in on if you'd like to say a few words or ask questions. Okay. States' rights take center stage in Montana. Okay. Recently, states' rights take center stage in Montana. Recently, Carolyn and I traveled to Kalispell, Montana, to attend an all-day preparedness expo put on by the Flathead Liberty Bell Group. What a great day it was, and what beautiful scenery around Flathead Lake. There were lots of vendors, great food service, and we had the honor of meeting Randy Weaver, who was there to autograph his book, The Federal Siege at Ruby Ridge. He is the man whose wife and son were murdered on their own property by U.S. government agents while the local sheriff stood aside. Of the entire day, the highlight for me was hearing the following four speakers. Matt Shea, Washington State Legislature and nationally recognized proponent of states' rights and resist District of Criminals, who took the podium first. Three other popular speakers followed his lead by weaving states' rights into their presentation. Mr. Oathkeeper Stuart Rhodes, America's favorite Sheriff Richard Mack, and Pastor Chuck Baldwin, pastor and former presidential candidate on the Constitutional Party ticket in 2008. To say that Chuck Baldwin gave a speech or a talk would be a disservice. The best way to describe what he did was to say he preached liberty. I grew up listening to preachers, so I know what the word means. One thing that stood out for me was his call for a Patrick Henry governor, starting in just one state, someone who would be willing to lay down his life for the principles of liberty. If you ever have the opportunity to hear Dr. Chuck Baldwin, don't miss it for anything. You can now say that I shook the hand of someone I voted for in the general presidential election. At the end of the day, Carolyn and I, along with the hundreds of attended, left encouraged, confident, and constitutional patriot high. Unfortunately, the next morning, when I went down to the motel lobby to get a cup of coffee and to read the local newspaper, my enthusiasm from the expo was dampened. An article in the newspaper described results of the previous day's Montana Republican Party leadership election. The entrenched GOP candidates trounced the Tea Party activist candidates for leadership in the Montana Republican Party. Following are two paragraphs from that article, and I quote, "In the end, the traditional Montana GOP establishment prevailed over the upstart Tea Party candidates for party offices. convention, providing a large meeting room for them to gather, but wasn't ready to turn over key party posts to them. And this quote from the Tea Party activist, and I quote, "I think it's a sad day for the conservatives across Montana. This was the day they could have proven they wanted to unite with the conservative grassroots, but it didn't happen." Okay, folks, we'll be right back after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Jack McLam program. We're going to finish up this article, States' Rights Take Center Stage in Montana. So the bottom line is this. Those of us who desire to return to a limited, bottom-up Republican style of government have a whole lot of more work to do. Let's roll. That's Rick Kite, who writes the Palouse Patriot. Okay. My wife just handed me some articles here. Okay. Let's look and see what they are. Federal government wants a job healthy to jab healthy children with untested anthrax vaccine. just to see if it works. Yes, this is sad, folks. They're going to jab all the children in America with healthy children with untested anthrax vaccine just to see if it works. Federal government wants to jab healthy children with untested anthrax vaccine just to see if it works. There is currently no known threat to a bioterrorism attack, let alone any sort of tangible threat of worldwide anthrax poisoning. And yet a group of advisors to the federal government's National Biodefense Science Board are now suggesting that healthy children be injected with an untested anthrax vaccine just to see if it offers any sort of protection from anthrax poisoning. Folks, when my wife took that vaccine in the second or the first Gulf War, she was in the first Gulf War, and she was running 3 miles a day. And after a week and a half of taking the anthrax vaccine, she couldn't even walk. So the anthrax vaccine had poison in it. It had, I can't think of the name of the poison, but 14 or 15,000 of our soldiers died from the anthrax vaccine. Oh, it had squalene in it. Squalene, that was the poison. And they sent my wife, who was a master sergeant, back to Tucson, to her air base there, and a Christian family heard about her and took her in and started purifying her blood, her kidneys, her liver, with purifying ingredients, and she lived. Praise God, hallelujah. We've been married now for 8 years. But anyway, that's the anthrax vaccine that they want to shoot up our children with all across America. From the Children's National Medical Center in Washington District of Criminals, recently tried to defend the proposal to the Washington Post by generating fear about a potential future biological attack. He alleges that if children do not get the vaccine now for research purposes, they will end up getting an untested version of it later. Okay, folks, we'll be right back. And I gave you the call-in number to call in, and I'll give it to you again during the second hour.
The next